Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Dagger bitches.
That's right. AKA 4DB.
One of those, you know, I'm giving up.
I don't give a fuck.
I gotta let this shit go.
Let it go,
my
nigga. Let it go.
Yeah. Listen up. I try to be good. The good guy keeps losing with the niggas I trust and the bitches I be choosing. Niggas say they got my back about their money when I get it. When I turn around, they're the first ones to stab me in it. I don't get it. First they on me, then they cross me. I see they two colors because they just want to kill me softly. I ain't letting shit ride. If I kill all the haters, what they consider that? Genocide. It's just a public service. Look at them. I got them nervous. If I'm doing something, then I do it with purpose. Fuck that. Ain't nothing magical. I'm living in a world full of stats, facts, and actual. No time to be casual. Dagger wasted a lot of that. My spidey sense. This is a hater, kill him on contact. I ain't getting sidetracked, Wyatt Earp is hunting him. Anybody hating the dagger, I'm gonna murder him.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U.
I told
y'all
I was done,
so you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. These bitches think they niggas now. All be on that dumb shit. Bitch, get it right. You don't got one. You suck it. You ain't a woman, bitch. A ratchet with a good disguise. Hiding behind your fake hair and nails. Tell the real lies. Getting a lot of tries to make ties last. Now I'm real quick to tell the bitches. Cause either they real dumb or never made it out the 8th grade. Can't get a job fucking and sucking to get paid. All you do is get laid and act strange for chump change. Getting traded more than stocks do like the stock exchange. Cause they ain't a cocky bitch that's trying to front. Sounding like them kids are Morty. So what? You got a car, house, job, and pay your own shit. None of that matters when you start acting like a... Yeah, you got power, but you lack responsibility. So fuck them all, cause caring about these women, it be killing me.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. Who the fuck am I to get on the mic and talk to the same guy high?
Smacking you to get some real hits. The same guy that's on the edge, but fucking now jumping off. But when I hit the bottom, I just stand up and walk it off. My skeleton is strong, bonded with adamantium.
Bitches mad, they throw me they pussy. I
throw it back at him. And I just laugh at him. Yeah, he's a rude dude at AGAA. Mr. Nigga always got an attitude.
Because I don't pretend. See the world we living in, I shouldn't be trying.
Because real niggas, we don't ever win.
So I'm just getting by, because in the end,
I never fake it. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic that didn't make it.
That's my destiny. I live my life and let it be. And even with
Sasuke,
niggas couldn't see it. I'm a delinquent, smoke Drake frequent.
West Coast best kept secret.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's
Man, you want to be down with us? You're talking about joining a family. This crew is made up of niggas I know my whole life, shorty. Except for Phenomenal and Maxastic, who I met through the label last year. But we're like brothers, though. Lethal Injections is about rags to bitches, nigga.
Man, I'm about rags to bitches, too.
It's about getting paper, my nigga.
Now, you know I'm all about getting my paper. Come on, man, you got to let me in the crew.
Now, Riley, I want you to know that even though we're doing it real grand, this rap shit don't work. We running up in niggas' houses, my
brother. We gonna be hit the streets, sir. Moving mad rock all day, selling that real heavy drug shit.
You know what I mean?
We be flipping them burgers at Wendy's, my nigga. You know what I mean? With the fries and shit. I'll do whatever, nigga. Shakes all that extra ketchup hit. Need some napkins, you feel me? What
the f***
is he talking about?
What's that?
I'm sorry, man. I wasn't thinking about it. When I did it, I should have said my Burger King.
What's up, it's your girl Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up, LA West Coast all day.
Oh shit, what's cracking y'all? The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in now, or when you download or when you decide to listen to this, you're listening to Slap Sunday, so you already know what it is. We got the top slappers from the top independent artists from all around the world. I got a lot of new music to get to. People have been hitting me up and sending me music. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Keep doing what y'all are doing. But let's get down to business first, all right? First, shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz Ashe, because again, without her, y'all can hear me. Because without her, there will be no Bang Out Radio. So thank you for starting things up and then allowing us to take over and keep doing what we got to do here. Next, all independent artists. All, keep sending me your music, all right? dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? Keep sending it in. Rap, hip-hop, R&B, doesn't matter. As long as it's independent, get it over here. I will find a place for it. Don't even trip, all right? And then last but not least, again, just anybody that takes time to spread word about the show, talk about the show, like I said, that's all I ask y'all to do. Spread word to your friends, family, you at work, working out, smoking weed, whatever the fuck you doing. Just like I said, spread the word about what we got going on over here. Independent artists, beauties of the week. I got two interviews today, so I want to make sure I try to stay on point today so I make sure business is handled, because I got two people to holler at today. And, again, setting up interviews, just trying to give y'all a place, again, where y'all can keep it 100, 1,000 at all times, no matter what, and giving y'all a place where to get y'all music heard, like I said, absolutely for free. I'm just chilling. All y'all got to do to get your music heard, all you got to do is hit me up, all right? But, oh, man, like I said, I got to hurry up, play some music, because I got to get to this bottle over here and make my drink. So I am a little behind, but hold on, we're going to do it like this. All right, y'all, I got a couple of slappers we're going to get to. Like I said, I got a lot of new music, so I want to make sure it's all loaded up and everything's going to be good so we can have a good night. So we're going to start it off like this. Just got this in. My man just squeezed it in. Y'all got to, when y'all send me y'all music, try to get it in before, you know, 7 o'clock on Sunday. So I'll sit here and rush, try to load shit up, but we got it in, all right? Pack the Libra. Twist up, sip. Let's get it.
Little ice in that drink, man. Ice that bitch. No more eating that Dutch. Yeah. Roll that bitch up. Play it like this, though. Hit it. Drink up in my cup. We feel my Dutch. No love in my heart. Just coldness from the start. I ain't even gonna trip. Just twist up and sip. I ain't even gonna trip. Just twist up and sip. Don't ask me about no feelings. Don't have none to begin with. Haters hate on me, so let it be. Folks love me for that pound of weed, that hand is beat. After night is gonna be hard to fucking sleep. You haven't fucking done by all them hoes fucking me. We get it on like it ain't no morning. I'm hitting high speeds on that highway, baby. Bitch, spin a big flipper, call me fucking crazy. Pussy, posse, do the cry, baby. On this dick, that Henny got me twisted, but that Henny got a fix. My life story be legit, involves money, sex, and your girl. Thought she was the one, so you gave her your world. Bad move, son, thought Papa taught you better. Don't turn no hoe into no housewife, or you're gon' regret it. When I'm drunk and high, no nigga, chick is off limits. Cause she gon' twist and sip, yeah, she gon' twist and sip, yeah. Drink up in my cup, we feel my touch. No love in my heart, just coldness from the start. I ain't even gon' trip, just twist up and sip. I ain't even gon' trip, just twist up and sip. Girl, I hope you bout it, cause if you ain't rollin' with me, ain't in the topic, I be in something taller than a stallion. That got an internet raw like a lion, or maybe double color like a tiger. I need something thick, fuck a pony cheerleader, girl. I'm wild like Beetlejuice. You really wanna call my name? Mama told me to get him, even from the fucking grave. She know what's gonna be cold on them girls since the early age. Never gave a fuck about a trick, cause I don't need a main pocket full of Benjamins. And my heart on free suburban. You know you can get it, ho. I don't see your man hurt. put in the polar bear. Unless you ready to get it booming like them terrorists. Boom, I'm looking for a real show and a real fucking freak. I'm looking for a fuck session, not a love connection. Something cool, something twist up and sit with. Just twist up and sit with. Yeah, drink in my cup. We feel my touch. No love in my heart. Just goes from the start. I ain't even gonna trip. Just twist up and sit. Soon as I write up flows, they set up shows. Paris to LA, bitch, I'm gonna tour. We'll be hating like the Joker and be flying like the Raven. Who said never more? But I ain't got a bitch by my side like Eleanor. We'll be well off, just keeping scores. As them hoes play these niggas like flukes in they parade. They so much a fucking pimp. Never get caught, cause I'm a fucking pimp. Got the mind of a dictionary, so never get lost in my words. Cause I'm 5400, bitch, on that thuggin' shit. Screaming thug like when I party up. Bitch, I got my money up. I gotta eat to live, is what I tell any girl that wanna meet the kid. You better be ready to do business before you greet me, bitch. Just know it costs money to twist up and zip. So paying for somebody else's habits ain't in the script. And wanna live life good, not struggling. Want a bottle when I go out, not a cup of gin. Wanna twist up and zip, huh? Twist up and zip, yeah. Drink it in my cup. We feel my touch. No love in my heart. Just calling from the start. I ain't even gonna trip. Just twist up and sip. I ain't even gonna trip. Just twist up and sip. Drink up in my cup. We feel my touch. No love in my heart. Just calling from the start. I ain't even gonna trip. Just twist up and sip. I ain't even gonna trip. Just twist up and sip.
Crank that work like a soldier boy. Cause you know that I'm a soldier boy. We getting money over here, I done told you boy. In the city where the cars made. Mustang 300s and Escalades. Car skating homie like they got on rollerblades. Got them big guns, boy, never been afraid. With them hitters on the team, call them Benny Blades. Getting so sick, kill your eardrum with AIDS. Been in the spot grinding for about 30 days. Same clothes, white teeth, new pair, yay. What they say when they see me. Haters talking down cause them haters wanna be me. Cause when I roll up they might see me in the beamer. Chilling with a badass bitch in a bikini. Standing there wishing like I dream a genie. Been getting paper, man, this shit too easy. Stay about the grind, be true to the season. That situation if you didn't know, delete it. Tell your boy to chill, man, he best to take it easy. We ran the first verse, yeah, it's like that. Believe me, turn your white tee to polka dot. Leaking something very hot. Trying to test mine, boy, that's how you going out. In the hood, you can lose your life, boy. Ask Bob if you think the price is right, boy. I'm trying to make a meal tonight, boy. I want the fame, just want the almonds with my joy. Why can't it be all so simple then? Well, I can stack like the woo up in Charlene. Get my family out of project housing. Free my niggas in the fed in a state pen. Take a cruise around the world just glamping. Cop a crib in NY in the Hamptons. No more ghetto bird, no more clapping. Just peace and paradise, fucking hoes every night.
Man,
I think I forgot the ladies, did y'all? Candace, I see you, Ma. Let's get it in, all right? Featuring Lord Jeremy, Success. Tell them about it. Let's go.
Lando. sunshades and Canvo. I'm in the game straight, dunking Blake Griffin. And it's buy me something, bitch, cause you know I keep the pimping. Buy me something, bitch, cause you know I keep the stacks up in the game. Too good for any nigga to pass up. California coasting, big blunt blowing. Pedal to the metal, driving like it's stolen. Yeah, all gas, no brakes, baby, let's go. When I come through, you know it's gonna be a funeral. It's the fast lane, everybody gotta pay the toll. I'm the real deal, I ain't never had to play the role. Never had to switch it up, never had to fake the funk. Gotta charge it to the game, you know I'm gonna run it up. Bad luck, better watch your temper. Tell them hoes fall back like November. I'm that hidden treasure, diamond in the rough. Got the game cut, please tell me that I don't fit that flame, bruh. You know I'm blessed like the Bible. They been waiting on the kid's arrival.
Beauty of the week right there. I gotta remember when she come on the show. I gotta ask if I can get 16 on that beat right there. I want a piece of that. But also y'all, man, y'all telling y'all, man, these ladies is killing. I got another one for y'all real quick. Watch this. Miss Bree, collard greens, down with that shit. Get them, girl. And I got another one for her on West Coast Wednesdays too. Let's get it.
Bitches, they be paid. My bitches be up after the money while you sleep late. You bitches don't delay. You bitches don't see Matt. My bitches don't see straight. Pop your ass on me steak. Bang, 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 spray. Hit you with my 3X. Toss your ass in great legs. No witness and no trace. Feed you to my gold fish. You bitches, you know this. We don't let them niggas in. We don't live by that horse shit. But you don't know shit. You don't know what that coke is. You don't know about them ice cubes and that straight drop nice coke. Yeah. Baking soda on the counter, microwave, Lord did. Told him if he pay me good, I'll hold down the whole bread. So he stopped by and he dropped it off and he take a bag. And I'm standing there with my hand down like, hey, nigga, where my cash at? And he dropped them bands. And I swear to God, this real shit's a bitch. Fuck what you saying? This my life and I live this. Nigga, I done had green, I done had perf. I don't like to talk about it, put in that word. I done had green, I done had perf. I don't like to talk, I just put in that word. Work, 10 toes down, I was getting near. Had to do what I had to do, had to get a clear.
Oh, 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 she be down with the shit, shit. They say Miss O'Brien, she be down with the shit. Like, oh, 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 she be down with the shit, shit. They know Miss O'Brien, she be down with the shit.
See, I ain't catching no cases, they say I'm far with my head. I tell my man if he paying, I might just sell down the bricks. Now, I ain't catching no cases, they say I'm far with my head. I tell my man if he paying, I might just sell down.
And if they come with the questions, I swear I don't know shit. They hit the crib with the unit and I don't know where it is. I put it all in the dirt, I pack it all in the wall. They try to tear down the building, I tell them take me to tow. And I be right there with it, come as soon as he call. I like the nigga with money, he say I'm helping him out. I take control, yo, ho, and watch the bitch get hit. Don't let him know what I said, don't want that hoe in my business. Really got bars, I ain't even gotta write them. And I'm going hard, I ain't even gotta fight them. Ain't no bitch in the kid, no snitch in the kid, no glitch in the cars I'm driving. Headed to the top, so I switch my gears. Fuck niggas talking, I close my ears. I swear, I'm good at it, I'm good at it. Yeah,
they be like, oh, 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 she be down with the shit, shit. They say Miss O'Brien, she be down with the shit. Like, oh, 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 she be down with the shit, shit.
They know Miss O'Brien, she be down with the shit.
Like, I'm good at it.
New to Bang Out Radio, she's been here from the jump, but this is new for Slap Sundays, all right? Miss Tripp featuring Miss Trills, Run It. Let's go.
Run it, I run it. Hey, what up, Trill? I think it's time for us ladies to let them know who run it.
know?
Levi Kev, you are now tuning in to Slab Sundays with your boy, the Dagger, West Coast, all day. Yeah, man.
That's right, y'all. So Yeah, we back. Slap Sunday's a dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And my beauty of the week is still on her way home. She hasn't been able to make it in there yet. So so she hasn't been able to make it to the house yet. So we're going to do it like this. As I see the homie don't check in right now, we're going to go with the interview that I had number two tonight lined up anyway. So let's introduce Bang Out Radio to my man right here, Picasso. Now, let me make sure. Is it the French term? Like, I want to say like Picasso de France. Is that right? Or is it like...
Yeah, the French, Picasso the French, yeah.
There it is, man. How you feeling tonight, man? You good?
I'm all right, man. Yeah, check it out, man. I wanna what's your site? Bangout.com?
Bangout Radio. Right. I mean, the best way to probably get to us, like I said, is just to Google us, like I said, or be friends on my Facebook and everything like that, because I just send out the emails, and this show right here is basically kind of like word of mouth. You know what I mean? So you got to get the link, you got to get the number, and then you get to us, and then you got to just keep that on file. So, but if you Google Bang Out Radio, the show's going to pop up, and then you'll be able to find it that way, too, because they're all listed on there, so you'll find it that way.
Oh, wow, that's what's up, yeah. What's going on with you, though, man?
Don't even trip. And then once the show is recorded, you can always go back, as long as you got the links to go back and listen as many times or spread the word or whatever. So, I mean, like I said, it's got this now. So, but Picasso... Man, let the people know a little bit about yourself, man. Before you know, I start asking questions and shit, because you can definitely talk about yourself better than I can. So, I mean, like I said, you never know who's out there listening.
Man, I'm from Patterson, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Going hard right now. I'm working on I got my new mixtape that just dropped, Reality Bites. You know, it's going crazy right now. So, you know, I'm moving around, doing shows all over the place. I'm in Puerto Rico right now.
Yeah, must be nice to get out there and travel, man. Congratulations. So, I know there's a lot of artists out there trying to get into the game and everything like that. I mean, as an artist and doing what you're doing, because I mean, I've seen it. I mean, you got videos. I'm looking at the bio here. You worked with a lot of people. I mean, it's a struggle. It's a grind. But I mean, if you got that persistence, then it's all love at the same time. I mean, any advice you would give to anybody out there or anything like that, man? Because you know, a lot of people don't got it like that.
Just stay true to yourself, man. If this is what you really want to do, just don't quit. You know what I'm saying? Don't quit, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to work like you're homeless. That's the only way you're going to eat. You know what I'm saying? You got that drive like a homeless motherfucker that he don't know where his next meal coming from. So, you know, he's standing at the red light. Every car that stopped at the light, he's going up to every car, no matter if it's 100 degrees. I mean, because that's how he eat, and that's the same thing with his music shit, man. You just got to put the same grind in.
And do you feel like as an artist, as an independent artist and everything, too, I mean, the game is kind of like saturated at the same time. So, I mean, you got to, if you don't put in that extra work, then, I mean, you're just the type of person that'll slip through the cracks, huh? Because, I mean, I feel a lot of good artists, what I say is they slip through the cracks because they just can't do it like that.
When you say slip through the cracks, you mean like,
let's say, because I mean, there's a lot of independent artists. Like I said, over here on Bang Out Radio, I come across a lot of independent artists, and like I said, especially like you, like Picasso, like I came across you doing this show, and it's just weird because I don't feel in any other way. At least, you know, maybe not no time sooner or anything like that. I'm not down to trying to downplay anything, but I mean, being in the independents, then a lot of independent people don't get as much. What's the word I'm looking for? You know, as much exposure, or, you know, things like that, you know, so
definitely.
A lot of people don't get to hear real good quality music, so that's why I say, you know, fall through the cracks, because there's a lot of good music out there that's not being heard, and there's a lot of bullshit out there that's being heard by everybody, you know, that's how I feel.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel the same way, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of bullshit that's being heard by everybody, but you know what, like, you will hear people say that, but a lot of people that got bullshit music, I mean, they grind is, like, impeccable. You know what I'm saying? So it's really come down to grinding, man. So you'll get somebody with bullshit music that got to grind, and that's why they get on before somebody with talent that's lazy.
Well,
you know,
yeah, you
saying?
Give
so
them that,
really...
too, but then at the same time, I mean, it does come a little bit with a little bit of luck in the game, too, though, right? I mean, luck has a little bit of a factor in it. Does it or does it not, or what you believe?
Yeah, you know, just meeting the right person at the right time or being ready for you know, for your time.
Being
when
ready for it when it happens.
To.
Like, and that's a part of grinding, though, too, though. Because, I mean, if you're a grinder or whatever, then you stay ready for it when it happens. As soon as it comes up or whatever the situation may present itself, you on and you're ready to go. So,
yeah.
how, How'd you come up with Picasso? Because we be saying that over here on Bang Out Radio all the time too, and it's funny, you know, that's the name that you picked because, or I don't know if it was given to you. Let me not assume anything, but it's that because we say there's a lot of rappers out there. You know, I don't really like the term rapper and everything. I like to feel, you know, there are rappers and then there are artists. There are people that do, you know, that take that next step and put in that extra work and do that. So the fact that you took an artist's name is definitely, you know, goes along with especially the music because I mean it's not no just sideways shit. So did you come up with that? Did it just happen? Where did Picasso come from? Or how did you come up with that?
A lot of my songs, I say like maybe like 60% of my songs is like storytelling. You know what I'm saying? So I paint pictures you know through my lyrics and whatnot. If you had a chance to check out the Running video where I was painting all crazy on the wall and shit like
right.
that, it's like you know, just I paint pictures, so that's the name that really was given to me.
So let's actually get into some music. Let's let people know. See, my personal one, you know, this is always gonna be good to me. I want to talk about this bottom bitch. I watched this video, like oh, like yeah, I like this. So especially for Slap Sundays,
yeah, bottom.
You know, definitely gotta let this one ride on Slap Sundays. So I mean, was there like any kind of inspiration for this, or was this like, you know what, this beat, I hear this on it, or was there some kind of inspiration behind it?
Yeah, I did that one for like, I've been like, it was a point in time in my life where I was running across bitches, and they was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck if you, who you talking to, you know, they was still fucking with me, riding for me, they was still fucking with me as if I was fucking with them only, but you know, they knew I had 2, 3, 4 different girls, and they still was dealing with me exclusively,
right.
You know, I call those my bottom bitches.
There,
you know what I'm saying?
So go ahead and bring in this track for the people real quick, man. This is Pico de France. Go ahead, let them know what it is.
Yeah, this next track right here, Picasso Bottom Bitch. You know, everybody got a bottom bitch. If you somebody bottom bitch, you know, listen and love it.
Let's get it. Slap Sunday.
Yeah. You know why I fuck with you.
Fuck from the rock.
She don't judge me. She just love me.
Yep.
My bottom bitch.
Yep.
That's where it's supposed to be. Time for a bitch.
Fuck.
Make it cook it, nigga.
Okay.
Make it thick.
Okay.
And when I hit the strip, man, she flip it, nigga. Quick.
Okay.
My bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. That's my bottom bitch. Man, she cook it, nigga.
Okay.
I can make it thick.
Okay.
And when I'm out of town, man, she hold that nigga quick.
Okay.
My bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. That's my bottom bitch. Man, I'm Gucci when I step down. My bottom bitch, she got me. And if a nigga rock low, my bottom bitch, she stop me. Why is always rocky? Flying hell don't cop me. I cop me electro poppy. I'ma drop that top, nigga, watch me. Y'all hoe, she on my dick. I'ma beat that push like Rocky. This mix, baby, it gon' serve. I mean, ace that just like Rocky. My wardrobe stay on fresh. Make jeans with the beef and broccoli. My brock don't hit my jack. Let's beef, but they want that broccoli. Hold up. I bought the bar and gave it back. Morning shift by 12 o'clock, I made it rack.
Real nigga.
100 pro. 100 hoes I'ma hit when I bleep they phone, they coming through.
Bottom bitch. and she cook that nigga good.
Okay.
Suck a nigga dick.
Okay.
And when I'm out of town, then she hold that nigga brick.
Okay.
Got my bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. My bottom bitch. That's my bottom bitch.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir. Bottom bitch, Picasso DeFrey.
I know you got a bottom.
What's up?
I know you got a bottom bitch. I know you got a couple bottom bitches, Dagger.
I don't know. My bitches be crazy, man. They be all over and everything. But I mean, yeah, I feel what you're saying. Like the ones that ride for you no matter what and everything like that. Yeah, I got a few of those. Yeah, like
I know they be cooking them grits, man. You out there in Cali and shit. I love Cali, bro.
If they even get up in the morning, you know what I mean, or if they even spend the night, you know, I don't like.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with it, but man, let me ask you this though. Like I said, I was reading over the bio and everything, man. Now, I saw this. You were asked before, and I want to ask the same question. Like, because before the statement was, you asked if you got offered to go major and everything like that. You felt like you're at home now because you built what you built. You know, this is yours. You want to keep it, and you know, not even do that. Now, is that still true? If somebody offered you some money, man, talking about this, because I mean, your worries about that type of situation are the same as mine. That's why I like independent shit, because I mean, it's yours. You know, can't nobody take it from you. You know, but a lot of people in the game is like, you know what? They just waiting for that major label to come on and take that money real quick, and then don't know what's gonna happen with their music. So, you know, do you still how you felt then? Do you still feel that way now?
I mean, like right now, I'm doing my thing independently. I got the Reality Bites on iTunes. You know, it's doing good. It's selling crazy. But if a major label came, I would take an offer if it benefits the both of us. If it was benefiting me and as well as them, and I knew they was gonna push my project and it wasn't gonna be no bullshit.
Okay,
if it's the right people.
That comes from being the educated brother as well. Like I said, I saw, you know, you had a strict homecoming. Parents had your head in books and shit and everything like that. So, because like I said, another problem with that is when niggas try to do stuff like that and they don't know what's going on, niggas can get got real quick, you know. So
that's
you got to be smart out here. Niggas be on some dumb shit.
Got your business in order, man. Your ASCAP in order, or BMI, whichever. You know, when you got these songs going on radio and shit, man, you got to have it registered to BDS. You know, you got to make sure that you get paid for everything, get compensated for everything you put your blood, sweat, and tears into, man.
Yeah, they always say if you're good at something, never do it for free.
Yeah,
gotta get paid for it. Gotta get. All right,
gotcha.
So I picked the first one, Picasso. Now I got three more for them. We got Dash on them, Roll Up, and Running. So what you want to? What else you want the people to hear, real quick?
You know what, man? The Running doing real good on the East Coast, but like I want to get into that Roll Up because I made that. I actually recorded that when I was out in LA. You know what I'm saying?
You know what we do out here on the West Coast.
Yeah, you already know, man. So that's a Cali inspired song. So we gonna get into the Running next, and you know, I want to let the people out there feel that and fuck with that and really get where I was coming from with that.
All right, well, let's go. We're gonna roll up on, man. Bring it in for him real quick.
Get your motherfucking crush, whether you got that sour D, whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? Roll up, man. 5-6 blunts. We're
going
to go.
This is going to be in rotation during the smoke session. I got my segment on here where we do the smoke session as well, but we're going to let this go now. We might not even get into the smoke session today, but since we're not, we got, like
session.
My man said, roll up. Let's go.
Yeah.
Good shit. Pass that shit, fool. Kush in my pocket, bustin' a hydraulic. Out in Cali, smoking Bally, probably with the doctor. I said it, I'm probably with the doctor. Out in Cali, smoking Bally, riding with them choppers. We smoking good, we smoking good. Roll out, folks, roll out,
roll out.
We smoking good, put some Kush up in his world. Roll out, folks, folks. Roll out,
roll out.
Still fuck the police.
We niggas still with that attitude. We still post on Sunset. Hit the switches on Wilshire. Chevrolets, they still fire. Gangsta walls with a low tire. Smoking diesel with G niggas. Bend the corners with three niggas. One a pup, one a G, one platinum. That's me. We smoking on that ooh wee, that killer kush, that gas mask. Cali Craw, me and Don Juan, we smoking, talking about super fly. We super high, flying down my Holland Drive like damn. Look at that fucking Hollywood sign. Came a long way. Had a long day. Four blunts, same time. Call that shit helicopter. Five bros, my cock, Costco, got a hella roster. Cali brought light skin, hazel eye, porn bitch. Smoking so much fruity, my excuse, I'm all bitch. Smoking so much fruity, my excuse, I'm all bitch. Windows rolled up, 6-4, roll out. We smoking guns, we smoking guns, roll out, folks. Roll out, roll out, roll out. We smoking guns, put some crush up in his world. Roll out, folks. Roll out, roll out. I still come through them WAP blocks. Niggas in Garden, Hunter Gang. My nigga Stash, you should love to bang. Fire line, now LB. Tap the bottle, nigga RP. I'm faded off, this shit I leave. Hope I don't get pulled over. I'm out west with no ID. I'm well connected, family mobbing, well respected. I'm off the hook like disconnected. Your girl, she got disrespected. My niggas ran trains on her. Gangsta party left brains on her. Smoking on that Bob Marley, that Steve Harvey, good shit. I'm with a hood bitch, Brooklyn, low moody girl. Met her at the airport, LGA to LAX. Told her MOB no sex. Picasso and I got next. Got my check, dipping wet in the hood, live direct. Reality bites, fuck a private jet. No locked doors, no private sex. It's threesomes, them orgies. No hinges, no door keys. I'm killing this pussy. No Jason, no Voorhees. Cruising through the bay on them blades. What up, 40? We smoking guns. We smoking guns. Roll out, folks. Roll out, roll out. We smoking guns. Put some crush up in his world. Roll out, folks. Roll out, roll out.
Roll up, yes, roll up, roll up.
Hey, you got that, man. You got that. Like I said, thank you.
Man.
Thank you for the music, man. Like I said, it's going to stay in rotation. You already know what's up, man. So good looking out.
Yeah.
Again, man, as far as, you know, other artists, I mean, what's the number one, I guess, biggest hurdle you had to overcome in order to get to the position you're at now? You know what I mean? Because, like I said, you've been in the game for a long time. You know, like you said, you can't quit. You got to keep going, but what's one of the hardest things you had to overcome in order to get where you at?
Not catching feelings about motherfuckers' opinion when it comes to my music. Because you're going to have people that say, I don't like this, or they're saying, nah, I don't like you as an artist. You know, you got to keep going, man. You know, sometimes I could discover certain artists. And, you know, I used to give a fuck if somebody wouldn't like one of my songs. You know what I'm saying? So that was, like, the biggest hurdle I had to overcome is, like, not catching feelings and understanding that everything is not for everybody. You know, you Pac had songs that motherfuckers, it's people that didn't like Brenda Had a Baby.
Right.
You know,
but
what I'm
saying? They just don't realize that, like you said, but that's why you have albums. That's why you have, you know, you put out a lot of music and you do, if you're able to, you know, do different things or whatever, you know, you talk to the girls over here, you smoke over here, you do, you know what I mean? Eventually, if you're a good artist,
around.
You feel that, you know, there's going to, something you have. Not everybody's gonna like every song, but
right.
Daly's gonna like
one, two,
or three of your songs. You know what I mean? They're gonna like a majority of them, but everybody, you know,
yeah.
I feel you. So,
or you might get those
now,
people that might not like nothing
you
do.
You got business to handle. Are you good for the rest of the show?
No, I'm cool, man. I'm cool. I'm gonna rock out with you, man.
For sure. We're here. We're gonna get into Daggers Double Play. Picasso hanging out for the rest of the show. We're gonna open up the phone lines and see who else is out there in the world. Still waiting for my beauty of the week to get home. She's gonna hit me up when she gets there. We'll see if we got time for that. But yeah, right now we're going to get into Daggers Double Play. You know, this is that anti-hater music. Let's get it. We'll be right back. Bang Out Radio. And remember, if you still want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue or you just press 1 to holler at us, all right?
Hit us up.
Now, you might not be mad, but I'm mad as fuck, man. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these haters. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love. And I love. Sound mad.
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Yup, now I found the beat, so I'm releasing some steam. I'm killing everything I'm seeing if it ain't on my team. All this broke ninny baby having bitches only out for riches. Fucking and sucking mouth always open like she at the dentist. That ain't the business, bitch. You ain't got no loyalty.
Nope.
But that's okay, cause Dagger got more bitches than sorority.
Respect my authority.
You didn't hear the consequence. Grab a bitch by her hair, swing her till her weave rips. Grab her fucking tits till her nip tips turn blue while she's swinging from her ankle saying, you crossed the line, bitch, and wanted to happen. Was already getting over, but your gums kept flapping. So I'ma sew them up, quick shut, kicking bitches in the gut. Treat them like I'm driving buses, hit them with an uppercut. Knock her out, wake her up, my hatred is pure. Breaking fingers, toes, nails, fuck your mani and your pedicure. How much can a bitch endure? Why you have to hurt my heart? I'm keeping you alive as I start cutting off your body parts. Told you not to fucking start. Wipe your blood from off my brow. Thought it was over then? Nah, bitch,
it's over now.
Why?
Really,
I'm not. Cause I love.
Cause
I be thinking
they
high. And I love. Special haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah.
Really, I'm not. Nah, I don't want to sound mad. Never get it, they just keep sidestepping. They always one step behind me, wanna sloppy my seconds. And if you get it, then it lets me know what type of bitch you really is. So much in common, babies, mamas, daddies, lot of kids. Oh, wait, I get it now. Snip a line and feel the punch. You just a ratchet ghetto, ghetto version of the Brady Bunch. If that's the best you got, you think I'm with it, I'm not. You mad because I get to travel and you stuck on the block? Well, that's your fucking job. You hating on what daddy do. If I ain't rock bottom, well, I'm still higher than you. Bitch, niggas check them once, never give a second look. Too busy in the streets, so they be stalking me on Facebook. Shaking niggas more than dice, can't afford to buy. Like you fuck my bitch, she a hoe, not a housewife. You think you gave stripes? Nah, nigga, never that. Keep the best all to myself. You can have the scraps. Moving on, ain't looking back. Petty shit I will ignore, cause I'm like, and you cracked out like ain't even gotta check the score. In the end, I'm gonna win. Eating real good, you just a starving Ethiopian. You wanna come and get it, cause I finished, but I don't begin. Went to med school, learned a lot from Dr. Vorkian. Everybody's out of line, no one wants to straighten up. I care about my life, but on the mic, I don't give a fuck. Kill him, use a paper cut. Hang a nigga by his thumbs, Louisville slug. Caved in the lung. I'm having so much fun. Where my pliers at? I rip out a nigga's teeth. Drinking on a Similac. Stab him in his kneecaps. Fuck how you feeling. And I'll remove the ribs. Slicing up both of your Achilles tendons. I'll make you beg for death. I'll make it quick. Then I'll send you straight to hell. Well, you know they keep the fire hot.
Stop. That's enough. We thought that you were being good.
I tried, but these niggas and these bitches want to keep it. I wish a nigga would. Fuck your life. I'm getting cash.
Oh, shit. They made Bruce Banner mad.
Jackets on the warpath. Nigga, this the battle song for all of those that keep it real and tired of the tag along. People think I rattle on and wanna kill the dagger. Fine, do what all the haters do. Get a number, get in line.
Get in line, bitch. Fuck the bitches. Fuck the haters. You know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to get that paper. You dig? You know what I'm saying? This how we get out. 4DB with it. You haters can suck a nigga dick. Bring the hook back. Blah.
Nah, I don't wanna sound bad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
Just keep it real and always stay
down. Yeah,
Lyric manipulation, no fear or intimidation. Fuck what anybody got to say, and they stipulation. There's not a person walking that can judge me. Like Timberland above a swash machine is getting. I'm the captain of the ship, bitch. Look at you, a stowaway. I told you I was hearing rats. Somebody throw this hoe away. Overboard, you gotta go, bitch. This ain't the love boat. Your life ain't worth preserving. Hope you float or you breaststroke. I gotta calm down, need it daily. I said it before, I say it again. They don't understand the evil that I'm keeping suppressed. If I start killing, I may like it. Then start asking. Because my background and credit's good is nothing. I could cop a Uzi. Shooting up the block and cops like GTA and Call of Duty. But I'd rather not, so I be on my own shit. 80 proof, a lot of pills, some lines, and a blunt lip. Sorry, bitch, that ain't on the menu. I don't like the service here, so I'ma choose another venue.
You can't give up, you must hold it down.
All right. Ridicule, started a fool, now I'm a king with the crown jewel. All the new school, neither nigga got my own classes. People never listen, I quit teaching all these stupid asses. Cause I'm in glasses, people think that I can't get it in. Not knowing that I'm just doing this to fit in. Y'all niggas wear disguises just to boost your credibility. I'm protecting my identity, got way too many enemies. Setting traps to plot until I'm dead, daggers never stopping. Should be dead already with all this drug drinking, pill popping, booty hopping, club rocking. I told y'all they don't listen. Westside with the gang I represent. Everyone I know's a hustler. I ain't talking Larry Flint. So if you want to sneak shit, fuck you and keep it. West Coast best kept secret.
I got yours, Vincent. Right? But I never got yours.
My name's Pitt. And your ass ain't talking your way out of this shit.
No. I just want you to know how... I just want you to know how sorry we are. That things got so fucked up with us and Mr. Wallace. We got into this thing with the best intentions, really. I never...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? I didn't mean to do that. Please, continue. You were saying something about best intentions. What's the matter? Oh, you were finished. Oh, well, allow me to retort. What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
What?
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of. They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yes!
Then you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
He's black.
Go on.
He's bald.
Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Does he look like a bitch?
No!
Then why do you try to fuck him like a bitch, Brett?
He didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Brett. You tried to fuck him. And Marcellus Wallace don't like to be fucked by anybody except Mrs. Wallace. You read the Bible, Brett?
Yes.
Oh, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits the occasion. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Yo, what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio. Playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
Oh, that movie's my shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, y'all. We back. Slap Sunday, The Dagger. L.A. West Coast,
yeah.
All day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Chill with my Picasso DeFrance, still good?
Yeah, man, we Picasso. Oh, let me say something, too, man. I want everybody to follow me on Instagram, man, Picasso973. And then come fuck with me on Twitter at Tate Picasso with a zero at the end.
There y'all go. Make sure y'all, if you didn't catch it, run it back. And hey, we're going to get him to drop it again before the night time, y'all. So don't even trip if you didn't catch it that time. Just get your pins ready next time, all right? And then I know this is MIA. How you feeling?
What it do? I'm feeling good. Just chilling, listening to all the slappers you got going on.
Hey,
you feel me? I'm really feeling that shit.
The heat is over here now, man.
Like, Picasso,
right,
you doing your thing. You feel me? Keep up with the music. That shit fire.
Good looking. Don't thank me, y'all. Just thank, like I say, y'all thank the artists out there, because y'all keep doing what y'all doing. I'm just playing this shit. But
yes,
I'm enjoying playing.
Send it
y'all.
In. Send the good music.
But here we go. There's a couple of things I want to talk about. Like I said, I'm not going to get into my own shit, I don't think, at least not right now, because, the shit I be talking about my life is pretty twisted. I'm going to try to look at some. Let's look at some news. Let's see what's going on in the world, because it's funny why I look at. This is why I don't look at the news, but every now and then I check it out just to see, like, okay, maybe something good's going on or whatever, or something like that. But usually it's always some dumb shit.
I mostly watch
bullshit
it at night.
So, but here we go. Now what we're going to try to figure out. Wait, hold on. That may be my beauty of the week checking in real quick. Hold on. See? Hold up. I mean, y'all got to excuse me real quick. Now, she was supposed to tell me if she got home, though. No, it's not her. She'll let me know if it is her. But my bad. But here's what's going on. Let's see. Going on over in, where is this at? Connecticut? Hartford, Connecticut. Now, I don't got a map in front of me. Is it down south? Is Connecticut down south? Anybody?
No, that's it. That's in a tri-state, man. That's next to New York.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of okay. So these people should be a little bit better than. So here's what happened now.
East Coast.
Now when I describe the story, I want people to think. Now is this just somebody overreacting and trying to get some money, or is this something that people should be tripping about? This is where we're at when I'm telling this story. All right. Because by the time I try to explain this, dude, that's the question we're going to be asking here. So here's what's going on in Hartford, Connecticut. Now, a couple claims that their 12-year-old daughter was called the N-word and chased through the woods during a classroom slavery reenactment assignment in class. Now, what it is, they say their daughter went on a 4-day field trip to nature's classroom, whatever that is, some place out there, and it's a 40-year-old residential environmental education program in Charleston, the camp's in Massachusetts. Uh-oh. Okay, that makes a little bit more difference. Okay, now, that's where it took place. They claim their child pretended to be on a slave ship and picked cotton. And even worse, they said that the other classmates pretended their instructors were slave masters, saying she was called the N-word, this, that, you know, chased through the woods. Now,
Wow, are you serious?
But here's I got to play devil's advocate on this. They saying that they told them about the reenactment here. Here's a quote. Let's say the baker said the program told kids they didn't have to participate in the Underground Railroad skit, but were only told about the reenactment 30 minutes before it began. Now, okay, but you still got 30 minutes to say no. That's off top of my head right there. Like, I don't care if they gave you. It's not like they forced you. If they said, okay, we're about to do this, but you don't have to do it, but you got 30 minutes to decide, and that gives you that's more than enough time to say no, in my opinion.
Yeah, but you're leaving a child with a decision like that. Like, of course they're going to want to be in a play, and they hear Railroad, they think it's going to be fun and excited and shit.
But I mean,
you know,
wait,
they got to really
hear. Hold on. This girl is 12 years old. At 12 years old, you already know about slavery, and you know what, you know, you'd have caught some slave class or watched Roots
by that
time or something like that.
They're not really telling you
what's
really going to happen. Like, they're giving you
It's a reenactment. What do you think's gonna
happen? Why the parents signed the permission slip? Like, they didn't know what type of
something like that.
Well, let's see. I don't
know.
Let me see if I got a little bit more information. Hold on, let's see. The baker said their child is no longer in the Hartford school system. Okay, duh. But okay, that's fine. Now, executive director of the classroom, he would regret the baker's child has such a negative experience, but that the Underground Railroad activity is just one of is just one of 500 programs available. The school
chose.
Yeah,
I bet you that kid was
wait,
like, what
wait,
the
hold
fuck?
On, let me finish. I'm just reading the story. Hold on. I'm just sharing information. Now, the school chose to participate in it. We are not in the business of creating harm physically or emotionally, but the legitimacy of the activity needs to be judged by individual participants at all grade levels, he said. Now, that's a fair statement, in my opinion. But, I mean, at 12 years old, what grade is 12? I mean, see, this is why I need somebody that can just look up shit.
They're trying to, 12 is what?
Like
12,
13.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to think back. Like, what
around? That's like 6th, 7th grade.
7th, 8th grade? Come on, you're old,
no,
you're old
like
enough
six.
To know.
Yeah.
At that point, oh, come on now, I'm sorry. I can't go. I mean,
yeah,
I understand people
dead,
tripping
man.
About it or whatever, but at 12, 13, you know what I mean? You already think you know it all or whatever because you all like, man, I'm about to be 13. You think teenagers are a big number. I know what it's like to be 12, 13. But, I mean, I knew about slavery and shit at the same time. So if I go on a field trip and they talking about, you know, oh, we're going to reenact the Underground Railroad and shit. I mean, when I was 12, I knew what that was. We're going to react some slavery shit. I wouldn't have participated in it because I don't like, you know what I mean? That's hard labor anyway. I wouldn't have fucked with it in the first place. What the fuck I want to come on a field trip for and go out here and pretend to pick cotton while people call me nigga and this, that, and whatever. And they talk about, though, that was funny. That might have been a little harsh because you don't know how those people were, though, because they were talking about, like, the instructors. They were reenacting, so they were calling them nigger. And,
was it white,
you know,
was it white people that was calling them that?
Yeah, man, of course. It ain't going to be black people calling black people that.
Yeah, I'm fucked up about it.
Not like
yeah,
that. I mean, that's, but again,
total reenactment. That's too real for those. You know,
it's
like, what the fuck? They're young. Man.
But you're going to get
shit.
A real experience, right? You want to know what our ancestors
you know
went through. I'm not trying to make fun of it, or I'm just playing the other side of it. But again,
that's like the parents.
That's on the people, right? That's on the individual. That's you can't, and this thing's been going on. It's not like this is the first time. You know what I mean? This is a place that people go to, obviously, all the time. Other people must have gone through this. Maybe other kids, adults, woo-woo, or whatever. So this is what
and
I mean, like, this now somebody's like, you know what? One person got pissed off or whatever, or one family got upset, and now they're trying to blow that shit up. You know what I mean? I look at all angles of it. Again, if you don't want your kid, she did what she, as much as she did right now, you know, snatch your kid out of there, you know, go somewhere else or whatever, that's fine if that's what you want to do. You don't like what the school system is doing. But don't be on here, you know, trying to put extras on it, and now we got a suit. I mean, that just seems like you're trying to get something out of it now. Because, I mean, is your kid is your kid psychologically damaged? Because, I mean, in real life, like I said,
shit,
she went to
probably,
a reenactment.
Shit, they really
but, I mean, she went
did,
to a reenactment place. Now
so,
you
like,
know, but she knows.
And
but she knows how slavery was for kids now. Like, that's what you went to find out, right?
You know, now kids
was,
is turned up nowadays. They know a little bit more. She probably was like, what the fuck? Probably start fighting and all kind of shit. You never know. It really went on.
But that shit would be a
like,
trip,
they
though.
Telling you some shit.
They
they breaking
they
it down for you.
Through the woods.
Make
it
sound
a,
nice.
That's interesting, though.
Like, no. They asked her, what the fuck?
What do you think about that, though? That was kind of an interesting thing. Like, I could just imagine, like, but they probably did the whole reenactment, how to get dressed and everything, but then how did it go? Like, okay, run. Go that way, you know what I mean, and then we're going to come after you. I wonder if they had dogs. You think they had dogs? You think they did the whole, because I've seen a lot of slave movies.
Nah,
I don't think they really would have got the fuck too. You feel me? Somebody really would have been.
How much they put in these kids?
But it's different scenes and different ways to explain. Like, that's a little bit harsh, like real, real harsh for, like, a child to be going through some type of reenactment. I know, like, slaves went through a lot, and it was real hard, like, but they could have at least, like, had a butler scene or something different, like, you know, like, not like, oh, I'm chasing you through the woods,
here's
like,
some,
but it was
just,
a railroad.
And here's
so,
just some of the phrases that they were saying.
It's up to the parent. I wouldn't
let
my kids.
Well, here's some phrases that they were saying that they were yelling at the kids, a few phrases. Let's see, here's what's one phrase the kid said she heard.
Especially if I know it's in the script before I do it. Hell no.
Bring those niggers to the house. Bring those niggers to the house over there. Nigger, if you can read. Nigger, if you can read, there's a problem. Dumb, dark-skinned nigger, how dare you look at me? Like, but how?
Wow.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Wow, yeah.
Think,
that's some out of control.
Shit, I think there was some. Those are some white, some racist white motherfuckers that really wanted to just get off of getting a bunch of black kids and calling them niggers, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't deny that either. But it, But again, but not like I'm condoning this in any way. Like I said, I can't really take sides. I'm still on the fence because at the same time, this shit's been in business. You know what I mean? This type of shit is not like this shit just happened overnight. You know what I mean? And then where are all the people that were before here? Nobody was offended before. How is now all of a sudden people? Well, or maybe it's a sense where maybe I don't know. Maybe times are changing. You know what I mean? Where people who used to let shit ride before, they're like, nah, fuck that now. You know what I mean? That's part of it too.
Before I send my twelve year old on a field trip, like I'm gonna do my own homework on it. I'm gonna find out
and
where they're going.
What's going on.
I'm gonna Google it. I'm gonna find out what type of. I'm gonna call.
And it's a 4-day field trip.
Come
said
on.
They kid off of 4 days. Like, and
come
you didn't
on,
know
man.
That, and you didn't
Hell
know what
yeah.
was about to be going down over there, like. And then that's another thing, too. If they didn't do that and then found out what this was like now, but they want to be mad about it, that they didn't check their own shit out, you know, whose fault is that? But, like I said, we can go back and forth on this probably all day. I don't know. So where's the final votes at? Is this offensive? Does it fall with the parents, like cartoons and the internet and shit? Or should this place be shut down and, you know, somebody should get some money from all this? Like, how far do we go?
My opinion, I think it falls on the parents. Because they supposed to do their homework on what they were sending their kids and what type of activities was going to be happening during these 4 days. So, nah, the place shouldn't be shut down, in my opinion.
Oh, okay, well, that's fair. MIA, you had another kind of sense about this. What do you feel?
I mean, I still feel it falls on parents, too, but I think it's really fucked up that they really, like, making those kids go through some shit like that, you know? Because I went through some shit when I was younger. Went like past Big Bear, it was like a peace mediation type shit. They had us hiking through the woods at night, like without flashlights and all kind of shit. So it can be kind of scary, especially when you're far away. So there's no telling what that child suffered with. But just like Picasso, he said, like, you got to do your research upon things that you're sending your kids to. Like, you can't just send them off just so you can have, you know, your little like. You got to make sure your child is safe.
Yeah, I see. Lucky I don't have to worry about that. No kids, don't got to worry about sending nobody off. But, all right, y'all, let's get back to some slappers real quick. I'm still playing new music, man. I still haven't ran out of new music. So, again, everybody, keep sending it in one more time, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I need that. Substance Abuse featuring Mike 9 and P. I hope I'm saying that right. If I didn't, I apologize, but you got to call in so, you know, y'all can get your names right. But, here we go, substance abuse.
Yeah. It's Micah 9. With SO, it's substance abuse. Let us go. Welcome to the project's word is born. 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 Propaganda, the pine needle, the powerful appearances of character and clearance of the time. Me and the rhymer with passion, kicking the feelings, all talk, no action. From interesting people to paper mashing. Go get a tiger, so pass it. The last day, virus is up to my ashtray. Inspired from a Chinese phrase. These varmints are harmless liars, that's why I need faith. Must we discuss our disgust in the latest combat shifts to get distance tough? The great combat hits was nothing to be afraid of. I'd love to just open them up and find out what they're made of. If this goes off, we might come back with one tactic. Jump back, flips on the track, mix to show the superficial we practice. Run circles, run a competition. Don't be scared to get put on their blacklist. They can't withstand the wind or rain. They fall by us visions when the world might shift its axis. Imperialist, overextended, international itinerary. We're not recruit these grassroots advocacy groups from the streets. Dude, it's our birthright to do. Some scrolls and sheets, no saber rattling. These major rivals got beef and they pray for battling when paper tigers got teeth. Get laid, you get cropped up. It's easy to wear that bravado, but battle us.
feels the need to be coddled. But codependency will lead you to model. Like Ethel said, liquid courage won't keep your ego nourished. When you're up against purists of verbal skills and endurance, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu champ don't know what it means to give you a chance. When suspitting, don't believe in submission. It's my ring you'll be kissing. Shown up, get folded up like origami. Cause I'm sick of these portal pops who get shat on and then run for mommy. Good Lord Almighty, my word is bond signing. All of my banknotes, so take notes, be grateful. Don't be playing the role. Maybe one day you could be in the circle and flow.
Telling with me, bitch. And then I remember what y'all said. If them one blame is on, they might be turn it up. And if them one broke up, they might be fill it up. Yup, yup, the bar gon' hit that bar. Give out the bar, don't hit no car. Give up the car keys and everything gon' be alright. Gon' wake up tomorrow. Big up to my designated driver. Survived last night and alive when we still kinda
touch more ice than a bartender.
Born hustler, nigga, we got the streets rock.
serve customers every day on hot pot. Money by any means, we move keys. We got money to me, I know you heard of me, nigga. Born hustler, nigga, we got the streets drop. Serve customers every day on hot pot. Money by any means, we move keys. We got money to me, I know you heard of me, nigga.
Sunday's the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Still got a little bit of time to call in if you still want to. 661-621-7559 as always, just chilling the queue, or you press 1 to holler at us, hanging out today with my man Picasso DeFrance. Still good?
Now I'm about to cop a Aston Martin on these niggas, man. Fuck that, man. Niggas ain't fucking with me, man. Yo, man, if you don't got Reality Bites, go get it, man. You got the Reality Bites, Dagger?
I'm gonna go get it though. Like I said, I meet people now. Now I know. So yeah, I'm about to go get that.
Yeah,
shit.
Man. It's right on iTunes, man. Even if you don't get the whole album, man, fuck with whatever single you like, man. Picasso,
no, for sure, man. For sure. Make sure y'all still everybody hear that. Go check that out. Like I said, support those that support Bang Out Radio, man. Support this good music. Keep a rotation. Keep people moving. Keep things moving forward. All right.
I'm one download away from a new Aston, man.
Oh, all right. There it is, y'all. Let's get them. Let's get them up there, y'all. MIA, you still good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right,
I'm
all
you
right.
You got the album, MIA.
Making the show and late to the party, but always welcome, Miss Jasmine Wallace. How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Ah, chilling, relaxing, cooling. All good, all good. What's going on your end?
Oh, nothing. Well, I saw a football game today.
You saw a football game? Who's playing?
No.
College?
I play football.
Oh, you play? Ooh, you do sports too?
Huh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You just a jack of all trades right here. I can get that. Like,
yeah, you play football.
That's what I'm saying. For those that don't know, like I said, what a Dagger's former, always a beauty, always a beauty. But what a Dagger's former beauty of the week, but always a beauty, Miss Jasmine Wallace. But if you saw her and you seen the pictures and everything like that, it was like, ah, whoa, you play football? Like, oh, shit. You can't be bruising up and everything like that, girl. You light skinned. That's light skinned people bruise easily.
Oh, I got bruised. We played last Sunday. I got my knee bruised up, and then the other team pushed me and one of my teammates into each other trying to catch the ball, and she hit my nose, and my eye was swollen for like 3 days. And then today, I got all kinds of cuts.
I bet it was a sexy black eye, though. Most people don't get away with that. Do people think you got beat
there
up by somebody?
There is nothing sexy about a black eye.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing sexy about a black eye. No, but I did, like, I went on Facebook and said it was this group I'm in, and said, you know, I had a little black eye. Dude was like, I bet you that black eye is sexy. I just want to lick it off your face. How do you lick off a black eye? That don't even make no sense.
What I said was,
he said
that's just nasty. How you gonna lick a girl's eye? Period. Like,
yeah.
Like, people are dumb.
What?
I don't get it. But maybe I want to get into real quick, you know, before while we got everybody here, and it's something I was gonna try to save for Wednesday, but this shit is just so stupid. Now when I tell this story, we're gonna think along the lines of kind of like, well, you know what you're getting into, and then if consequences come from that, then don't blame somebody else. I already feel this way, especially because it's the industry, an industry I actually respect. I don't know if anybody they really trying to shut down the porn industry right now. Although there's a lot of porn already all over the internet and everything like that, it's hard to believe that people out here still making movies, but they are, because people still want new shit. But they are literally trying to shut down.
That's my second hobby, man.
but they are literally trying to shut the shit down. We already talked about
one of our shows
or whatever. We already talked about, we know our man Mr. Marcus, you know, Mr. Hatman, was exposed for spreading, you know, I think it was syphilis or some shit around or whatever, because he knew he had it, didn't tell nobody, and was doing his nasty-ass shit or whatever, you know. And it's funny that I say that, too, because, I mean, I knew a lot of girls, or I've seen a lot of pornos with certain girls, and they said, Mr. Marcus. Like, that's one of the nastiest motherfuckers out there right now, man. But
yeah, you might be saying, ooh, I'm going to beat his ass.
But now, on top of that, like, that wasn't the issue already. Now, these motherfuckers is up here popping up with AIDS. Like, literally, AIDS. Like, hold on, how many?
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't they say Pinky has it or something like that?
Well, I heard about Pinky.
I mean, some people
are just kicking shit at each other. There's this one white girl.
I heard about it.
There's this one white girl. I saw her story first, because what it is now, there's like a coalition. They all trying to go up against the porn industry now. That's what got me on this. The girl who has it is Cameron Bay. She's some white porn star or whatever. But then also at the same time, I see this as well. Like, white people porn, they be doing some other shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they be doing
to do some other shit. But white people porn, they just do, it seems like they do that shit naturally. That's just what they like. I'm wrong or whatever. Maybe they're getting some money over there too. But I've seen it where it's like these black porn stars and bitches, like, no, you don't, for me to do that, you got to pay me well. I don't see why bitches
do it.
Yeah.
Bitches be having like three dicks in their ass at one time and shit. Like.
But now she was one of the actresses. Found out she contracted HIV. She began speaking. Now, I got HIV. Now I'm speaking out against the porn industry. And now other porn actors that have been informed that they have the disease, they're starting to speak out too. And now everybody's trying to hop on the porn industry and shit. Now,
yeah, you know, because I think they was talking about the doctors was covering that shit up, because they've been talking about this shit for a couple of years now. Like how the doctors and how they had say on specific doctors that they was going to, and they covered the shit up. You feel me?
Well, see, I don't know about any cover ups. What I'm seeing here is what
they're
just saying.
Yeah, they did. She right. They had some cover ups, and then like a lot of the porn stars, a lot of them like will know that they have something, but you know that's their job, so they don't want to lose their job, because once you catch it,
exactly,
you're not supposed to, you know, do porn. So what they would do is they would have like a person that they know get a fake ID like theirs. That's exactly, you know, their name and everything, and have them go to the clinic and test, negative, so then when it's patched over, and it says they're negative, so then they can still have sex. Because I think they said, like, 80% of porn is without condoms, because you make more money if you fuck without a condom.
That's what these people
and
are stressing about now.
And that's why they
wanted
to get tested.
And that's why these people are stressing out now, because they're trying to say that the porn industry should have required that all people wear condoms no matter what. It's the porn industry's responsibility to make that one of their rules, since all these people are popping up with diseases and everything like that. Like I said, this is what I mean. They're trying to blame the industry. They say it's the industry's responsibility. Now, the industry came back and said that the industry came back and they said that, well, according to the industry, this is their official quote. They say that they have condoms on set, and girls, if they want to use condoms, they can. They're supposed to be in charge on the set when it comes to things like that, if they choose that. But like you said, when you throw enough money at somebody, certain people don't give a fuck. You know,
yeah.
That's where I'm at with it. Like,
certain
you knew
really
you was doing, number one, you knew you was doing porn. That's number one, you're doing porn. Like I said, your job is to fuck random people on a daily basis. That's your job. Maybe 2, 3, 5, 6 in one day, however you get down or whatever. You know what I mean? 4 or 5 at once, whatever.
Shout out to West Coast Videos, too, man. Shout out to Bang Bros.
Oh, you don't know nothing about Bang Bros, nigga. That's my shit right there. Like, hold on, see. Like,
right.
You don't know nothing about the Bang Bros and shit, my nigga. You don't know nothing about it. Like, hold on.
I'm a silly.
But nah.
Been out Bang Bros since I was 2, man.
But the motherfuckers are so... Okay, so, like, no, what, damn, what was I saying? So, you nigga got sidetracked real quick. No, number one, like I said, you knew you was doing porn. That's like I said, you're doing God knows what on a daily basis, and that's what you're getting into. All right, that's number one. Number two, if you stick by whatever morals you have or whatever, no matter what you're doing, then you can still protect yourself. You know what I mean? If you're doing porn or if you decide to do porn, then you either bite the bullet and you don't make that extra money because you're like, no, I'm not doing this without a condom or this, that, or whatever, and you just do what you got to do, or you're going to take the risk. But then if you take that risk, you can't blame, you know what I mean? That's just like people fucking on a normal
Yeah,
basis.
You really
that's just
change.
Like, that's just like
you
us having
to
sex.
Stick up with the consequences.
That's just regular people having sex. How many people are out there not in the porn industry out here doing shit every day, contracting AIDS and shit, everything like that? You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Exactly.
So don't try to sit up here and blame
exactly.
the porn industry. Like,
you can't sell your soul and get it back, man. You know?
I think you can't.
These people all up here like, man, they should have made it. They're up here telling all these sob stories and shit and things like that, or like they should have took more responsibilities, this, that, or whatever. It's like, no, the responsibility lies with the people involved, point blank and period, easy.
I think it's kind of hypocritical, too. Like, my thing is, like, only reason y'all boohooing and crying now is because y'all got caught. Because if nobody knew that y'all had AIDS, y'all heard the syphilis, y'all would still be out here, you know, y'all still be fucking and, you know,
yeah,
making money
so
fucking
true.
And exposing people. The only reason y'all crying is because you got caught and you can't work no more. So you're trying
That's
to jump
crazy.
On the bandwagon because they're going to try, watch, eventually a lawsuit will come up somewhere. I think that's
yeah.
why they jump on the bandwagon.
For real.
Mm.
Yeah, they already
That's
know
crazy.
It's going to come up.
But
once you get that monster,
okay,
man, you can't get
like
rid of it.
Kind of in agreement. At least we kind of seem like we're all in agreement on this. Like, don't blame the fucking porn industry, you bitches. Like, do whatever.
Yep.
I love my porn. I don't ruin my porn for me. Like,
exactly, right? You be looking at that shit like, oh, my God, I don't even want to watch it. Cause
yeah,
believe me,
like,
that's
I don't
something.
Be crazy. I was like looking at it and I'm like, oh, did it got herpes? Oh, I can't watch you no
exactly.
more. Like,
but that's what they were saying, too.
And then it makes it more
that's
scary for real
oh,
life.
Let me find it in here. It says... there was some number somewhere. But yeah, that porn, I don't like that either. I don't like condoms and porn. What the fuck? This is
I
what
don't
I'm watching,
either. I don't
this
like
what
that.
I'm watching porn
nah.
for. Like, I got to wear condoms
yeah.
when I'm dealing with bitches. I don't want to watch porn and watch them have to do, like where's the fantasy go? Like,
and that's why they thought they mm-hmm. was making it safe, but eventually it boiled down to they wasn't. Uh-huh. They wasn't really doing their job. So if they was
yeah.
really on it, like, they will have people who, like, fuck it, if y'all still want to do porn with these diseases, at least people have people who have them, have sex with the people who already got it, and clean people let them be clean. But it's just like, shit, they mixed it up. So, fuck it. I don't know who got it.
Fuck it. Everybody going to die.
Oh, wow.
He's going to die one day, but shit, that's some, and keep the legs closed and wrap it up.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Like, damn, this news to me. I ain't even hear about that Mr. Marcus shit.
Oh, wow. And that's always fucked
up.
Like I said, they done moved on to what he did. Like I said, we up to AIDS now. Like I said, they really fucking with the porn industry, man. Like, they really fucking. And like I said, I'm a big porn connoisseur myself. So, I mean, I don't want to see porn go. I mean, porn's been around for the longest. You know what I mean? And motherfuckers been catching shit. Imagine porn way back in the day when motherfuckers really didn't give a fuck. You know, it's like it's one of those things, like it's like the people that work down at the docks. At least this is L.A. people, I guess, or whatever. I mean, if you get a job down like at the harbor or something like that, L.A. harbor or something like that, you making fucking bank, like dub up, depending on what you're doing. But at least dub easy, you know. And why? Because every day your ass is down there, you can fucking die. That's exactly why you get paid so much. It, just like any other job, the more at risk you are, usually the more compensated you are. The only people that don't get it like that, I think, are police, because, you know, you got to sit out there and offer yourself out there to go fuck with people.
So what's the risk of you working at the docks? I didn't catch that.
Well, I mean, the risk is, I mean, because you out there with all that equipment and shit, you know, big-ass motherfucking containers and shit, let one of those cranes, like, let a chain break or some shit like that, nigga, smash, you know, you can fuck up. You know, niggas get their shit fucked up or like people that work in, like, industry factories and shit like that, around all that big, heavy equipment, molten lava and shit like that. When your shit is at risk, they usually try to compensate you for that. Or you got some kind of, or you get them jobs when you got, like, they always got some kind of, like, death plan. Like, well, if you die on the job, we'll take care of your family type shit. You know what I mean? They got, like, a security for that type of shit. So it's just crazy. But the porn industry is just another job just like that. Like, you know what you're getting into. You know what everybody does as far as the fucking part goes. I mean, unless you out there fucking directors and all the side dick you doing on the shows or whatever, anything like that, because I'll be hearing stories about that shit, too. You know what I mean? I've been hearing stories about that shit, too. Like, bitches don't just be fucking the niggas on camera, depending on, you know, what porn movies you be watching and everything like that. Don't get your twisted.
Let me get it in.
Like, my thing, like, you can't, like you said, you can't blame the porn industry, because, like, you are a grown-ass man, a grown-ass woman. It should be just off top, go get yourself checked out. And I understand that's your job or whatever, and that's what you're supposed to do. If you catch something, you know your job's over. Like, you don't have a career anymore in it. But at the same time, like,
I mean, some people
like,
ain't willing to give up
all
that money
something.
That they make in for that shit. Like,
but I could never, like, if I had something, I could never do that. That's just,
I
that's just
in the
me. If I had something, I couldn't give it. If I had it, if I knew I had something, me morally, I could never just spread it to somebody else. Like, you know what
I mean?
Yeah,
that's
like,
true.
I can never
see
that.
But like you said,
that.
But like we said earlier, that's they bread and butter. These motherfucking porn people don't be doing shit else. You know what I mean? They don't go, if they ain't fucking bitches, and then once you got AIDS, there's your poor career. You ain't got no intellect. You ain't got no other career. You know what I mean? You ain't got shit else probably and everything like that. You probably lived and died off of that. Them niggas, I don't know. Like I said, people in desperate situations across the board do desperate things. I'm just playing devil's advocate again. I agree with y'all. I mean, you ain't got no motherfucking business. It's because you done killed yourself.
That's why.
It's not my fault that you done fucked
up.
That's why
they put motherfuckers in jail for murder for that shit. If you know you got AIDS, you're going to jail for murder. My homegirl, she ended up getting pregnant, and it was crazy because it's been this guy that I've been seeing since I was younger or whatever. And, long story short, he used to, like, follow me when I was going to school and everything like that, like, trying to talk to me, talking about, I got a big 14-inch dick and all this shit like that. I'll fuck the shit out of you and all kinds of shit like that. Long story short, come to find out, he ended up getting one of the homegirls pregnant. And, like, during the pregnancy, I guess, messing with other females, and he contracted AIDS, and he ended up giving it to her, you know? So I'm like, damn, like, that shit is crucial. Like, what if I was just like, oh, fuck it, let me fuck
you. Like, you just dodged the bullet
real quick,
huh? Like,
you know?
That
could have
been you.
Just to have that shit so close to me, I'm freaked the fuck out. That's why I'm, like, protected. Like, if you ain't got a fucking condom, like, man, even though, like...
See, I be getting my fuck on or whatever. I mean, I don't even really like
using
condoms. And I don't even like using condoms. I could admit that. So, I mean, I either deal with really specific girls, and sometimes, and that's not even all the time. You know what I mean? I see personally, but everybody else always condoms all the time.
Condoms.
But I get checked out every 6 months just on GP.
Oh.
Like, hold on. Just to be like, I be that nigga that be holding up his picture, like, I took that AIDS test, like,
yeah,
here it is. Cool. Like, you know
exactly.
what I mean?
I walk in the doctor's office, and they be like, oh, what's up? Like, I know them personally, because I used to be there so much because I was fucking a lot. It's because I just wanted to make sure I was clean and safe, because I wanted to have a family.
As far as just regular
people
go, all of us talking, everybody listening, they give away condoms in certain places.
They
give them.
They give you
them. I have a year's supply. I have a year supply. Yeah. I went to the doctors recently, and I, you know, they, you know, the doctors always ask you sexually active, this, that, or whatever. And then the dude straight asked me, this, like, you got condoms? Like, no. He wrote me a prescription for a free, like, year worth of condoms. Like, I could just go
but
to the store.
But they only give you certain type of condoms.
And be like, bow. Like, let me get those. And they just going to hand them to me. That's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that critical. If your life, get your fuck on, do whatever you're going to do, be the freak. But, I mean, like I said, protect ourselves, man. It pussy is bomb. I love pussy. Don't get it twisted. But it's not worth dying for.
I mean, sometimes.
Ladies, too. Dick on the other side as well. However you want to look at that. It ain't, as bomb as it is, it ain't that bomb.
Yeah. Can I ask a personal question? Like, since we're on the subject, like, when do y'all, like, personally, when do you feel is the right time to have sex with someone without a condom? Like, do you have a time limit? Are you like, hey, we need to go check out together and then we'll go from there? Like, how do y'all do it? Personally,
for me,
everyone.
Go ahead, Picasso. Yeah, you go ahead. Hell yeah.
I don't even wear condoms. I light skinned girls. You know what I'm saying?
Are you dark skinned?
Yeah, because those are the most girls that dudes try to talk to. You feel me? It's like higher demand. Everybody wants the light skinned girls, so that's the ones I double up on. You feel me?
Wow.
If you're dark skinned, I'm going raw.
Hey, you never know. It might be that sweet black juice to get your
exactly.
This shape protects it, you know, because the females, like, honestly, the condom, it don't really matter to me. Like, long as I got some lubrication, like, it still feels good. But sometimes you have to watch it because if your pussy is tight in certain positions, that condom is gonna come off. You know what I mean? So you still gotta make sure.
I'm gonna assume before I answer my question, everybody at least on the phone right now, we did all have sex with condoms and without condoms. I'm just gonna assume that. It's just in our history. Am I correct in saying that across the board?
Yes.
All right. Am I? We had sex with condoms and without condoms, right? Before, before. Now, but we can all admit, like I said, that shit feels bomb without. I mean, am I the only one that feels that way? Okay.
Very true.
Just making sure. So, with me, it really comes down to a trust kind of thing, you know, and it's a real thin line when it comes to sex. Because again, this is coming from somebody who doesn't trust anybody, you know, a lot of people. But there are certain things in certain situations and certain girls that will show you and that really do act like and carry themselves in a way, whether they're trying to fool you or not. Or I can even speak on girls that really do really just fuck with me, and I can actually, and I know that. And, you know, and them be the ones that may get the little extra attention and shit. Now, I go to the club or something or whatever and be something home or somebody who I know is just as out there as me, then, like I said, we're protecting each other. Then there are always the ones that be like, and they're always the ones that be like, you know, girls. It's girls' responsibilities too, because 9 times out of 10, if a nigga don't got a condom or nothing like that or whatever, he gonna want it anyway. You know, that's
it's something you ought to be prepared.
Like, nigga, nah, you ain't doing this. You better go buy one.
No, yeah, that's
booty
exactly.
call
like
shit. Like, nigga, have a nigga out at like 2 a.m. trying to find condoms and shit. You know, like it bees like.
Don't worry about it. Like, he just gonna be like, hey, I'm gonna stick this in. Like, you have to, as a woman, you have to be like, hey, I don't care.
Exactly.
If I got one on you, I'll ride with you to the convenience store. I'll go in if I have to, whatever.
But then
like,
also, what I also do
like,
is,
do niggas really do that though?
Do what?
Like niggas really be trying to fuck girls raw on the first day and shit.
Maybe things are different in Puerto Rico. Over here, these niggas don't give a fuck. Like,
no, they don't care. Like,
yeah.
And honestly,
and
that's like a red flag.
And they thirsty. The thirst is so like, like, and then
the thirst is so crucial.
But here's the thing. It's not just the niggas' fault. The niggas be on it like that because why? Because the bitches is allowing it. Because the bitches is doing it. You know what I mean?
That's true. Because
a lot of shit niggas do, I'm sorry, like, people can disagree with me if they want to, but a lot of shit, majority of shit niggas do is for a female or for females or some shape, way, or form. By the way they dress, the cars they drive, you know what I mean? Certain situations, they're trying to, that's just natural. We all try to, you know, look good. Hopefully you want to look good for yourself, but you have these niggas out here that do all this shit for females. You know what I mean? And now these bitches, but when it comes to the bitches, like, we're talking about the ratchets, you know, these hoes that all they got, all they know to get the things that they want out of these niggas is to give them some pussy. They're like, oh, okay, that's fine. You know what I mean? That's fine. And if that nigga's like, nah, you gonna give me some without, with or without or whatever, and like just like the porn industry, same shit. Like I said, we brought it back around. It's the same shit. You give a bitch enough shit, that condom ain't gonna matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's gotta be a cash settlement. But you give her enough, you give her a ride here, maybe you give her some dinner, you know, get the bitch drunk, get some Molly's pills, whatever motherfuckers is out here, whatever. She ain't gonna give a fuck about that condom either. Like,
What about like oral sex? Because like I think like if you eat my pussy and then you be like I want to put on a condom or whatever, I'm like, nigga, if I have something, it's already inside your mouth. Like, you know, how do guys like do guys
well,
actually
well,
eat
I don't do sex
that?
Well, I
like
do sex said that there are only like one or two diseases that are mouth transferable at that point. See, that's just sex ed.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean,
your herpes on your mouth. And that's
yeah,
not
that's
cute.
What I'm saying. That's one of them. That's one. Yeah, exactly. That's one.
That's not attractive. Adam,
no,
it's like
just
a female. Like a female will suck a dude's dick without no condom and then be like, oh, I need you to put a condom on. Like, bitch, you just sucked his dick with whatever
that's
he had
Obama's
on his dick.
Fuck, but I hate getting my dick sucked
with
a condom on. I'd rather not even have it. I'm sorry. That's out there. Like, head with a condom on is like, ugh.
Oh, yeah, I ain't doing that.
Really?
That shit is not the, like, that's the risk, that's the risk I'll take. Like, a head with a condom on is not the business whatsoever. That shit don't feel even feel proper.
I used to be off that shit, but man, I can't do that. Hell no.
So,
fuck all that.
That's not gonna work. It's like, I honestly just rather you just either just jack me off a little bit, spin your hand a little bit, and then, or just don't even do it. Let's just put it on.
Well,
and
they
do
have like
do.
Really thin condoms for girl friction dates, and you can like kind of feel like
nothing about head with condoms is anything positive. And it's one of those situations where it's like, if I'm getting hit, if I have to get hit with a condom, it's not gonna feel good. I'm just gonna like a nigga, like just like
that's
a nigga.
That's just
I'm gonna
like
take,
us
I'm
getting
hit
with a condom.
But it ain't gonna feel no, but you know what I mean? They gonna feel, cause then also you know how girls like to cheat when they get hit. Sometimes they like to get their head in there, their hand in there, and everything. That doesn't work against the rubber like that. You know what I mean? It's just a whole oral sex. If you gotta have a condom on, or even and have you seen the female condoms too? Like if a nigga, come on now, ladies. If a nigga's like, hold on, okay, I'll give you some head, but hold on, let me get this saran wrap real quick before I do that. You gonna look at that nigga like, nigga, what the fuck? Like, come on.
Yeah, right.
Let's look at it that way. Like, honestly, I got two ladies right here. Honestly, we in bed, we about to get it popping and everything like that. Like, girl, damn, man, I want to eat your pussy so bad, but you know what? I don't know what you got, but I want to do it anyway. So, like I said, we got some saran wrap or something, or the actual female.
You're
combo,
like,
I don't
what?
Know
I mean,
I don't know
at least
the ramp
wrap is thin.
But
yeah, that's what guys love.
But they honestly,
I mean,
have
I've never, I don't know what that is.
They have the mouth guard for giving girls head. They have those. I've seen it.
Yeah,
they got dental, they got all that stuff.
It's
an interesting contraption, but see, I just love sex so much, and I like sex so much, where it's like, you just got to really deal with people you can really trust and really do certain things with so you can get it on and not have to worry about all this extra shit. But for everybody out there just doing whatever, yeah, y'all need all this shit, because y'all this shit right here. But no, but when it comes to oral sex, in my opinion, because it's just like, okay, well, you may have a mole on your nipple, and I don't want that to mess my lip up, so I mean, do I need to get something to cover up, rub, licking on your nipples? Like... So, my opinion, oral sex, no kind of protection when it comes to oral sex. You just got to hope that motherfucker don't got some kind of mouth disease. I always suggest that at the very least, brushing teeth before you try to do certain shit and everything like that. Nobody wants, like, because I'm a smoker. I smoke a lot of weed, smoke a lot of, you know, I smoke and everything like that. So, if I was to do that, you know, I like my breath to be fresh at least first, you know, because, no, you don't want a dirty, you want your mouth to be as clean as possible. You know, going both ways anyway. So that's my opinion. If a chick
brushes their teeth, I won't let them do that shit. If they brush their teeth, because like that's like
I like the tingly feeling. You don't like the tingly feeling?
Not even that, but it's like that's the number one way to catch like HIV through the mouth. Like it's when you brush your teeth. If you brush it too hard and your gums start to bleed, you now got an open cut on your gums. I mean, which is not visible to the naked eye, but no, saying chick brush her teeth.
You taking it to the next. Okay, I feel you. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like, a chick brush their teeth before they do that,
and they you know, they cut their mouth while they brushing their teeth, they spit whatever, they come back in the
like
room.
A straight, like, trash can, my nigga? Like,
oh, nah, that shit ain't even doing it. I don't even want it.
All right, well, if you're not going to brush your teeth, I say at least gargle with some Listerine. Can we get a gargle in or something real quick?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's cool.
All right.
Yeah,
all right, y'all, look, it's Slap Sundays. Y'all got it sounding like West Coast Wednesdays over here. Hold on, let's get up out of here, right, y'all. Hold on. Ms. Jasmine, any shout-outs you want to give real quick before you get up out of here? Let people know where they can find you out, all that good stuff.
Just shout out to everybody who's on the phone tonight. I don't even know everybody's names that's on the phone. Who's on the phone?
Picasso, but it's Picasso.
Hi,
and
Picasso.
MIA.
Shout out to you. Shout out to
yeah.
MIA. Nice to talk to y'all tonight.
It's nice meeting you too, girl.
Thank you. I'll just shout out my IG because that's mainly what I'm on. You can follow me on my Instagram, Miss Pretty 007, MissPretty 007. And shout out to you, Dagger. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Thank you. No, like I said, Ma, you always welcome. So, I mean, you don't never got to thank me. Just come through, holla at us, because you be keeping it real. So, yeah, we need more real people here.
Pretty 007.
All right, so it's never a worry. Oh, man. MIA.
Thank you.
Any shout out you want to give real quick? Let people know where they can find you at, all that good stuff.
Well, Shay, you can find me on Bang On Radio, or if not, Reverb Nation, at Mia So Real, anywhere. Just click it in, and I should pop up. Facebook, Instagram, Reverb, SoundCloud. I'm there. Bang out, shit. Shout out to Boss Fly. You feel me? Silverback Gorillas out there doing it big. You know, Low Diggs, KD, Max Priest, Arsenal. So we be on the lookout for that.
We will be looking. And Picasso said, what's your Instagram one more time? He want to follow you. You know, follow back. MIA, what was your Instagram one more time? Picasso,
oh, it's Mia So Real. MIASOREAL.
Oh, all right, Mia So Real.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, follow
MIA,
me. I follow
thank
back
you.
And like the picture.
Man. Thanks for hanging out, boss, man. Like I said, it's been real. You see how we... See how we get down over here, man. Like I said, we keep it real no matter what.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like,
fuck with you, man. What's up?
Yeah, no bullshit. One more time, man. Let them know where they can find your music, where they can download, you know, Instagram, Twitter. Let them know all that shit, man. Let them know where they can holler at you, man. Get collabs, maybe, whatever. Let them know what's up.
Shit, the Instagram, Picasso973. The Twitter is Team Picasso with a zero at the end. Right now, you go on iTunes, you just type in Picasso Reality Bites, you know what I'm saying? Go get the album or go get a single off the album, either or. You know that all. That's all it
is. And shout out to,
shout out to you.
You give them out through the show, but I mean, line them all up real quick if you still got some left.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shout out to you too, man. Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying, for having me on.
Yes, sir. No problem. Like I said, man, just keep spreading the word. That's all we ask. You know, just let people know where we at. Any other artists, you got some ladies you might want to come through for Beauty of the Week, whatever. If they about their business and about their reality, tell them to holler at me, all right? Just at the email. And that's for everybody, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Oh, man. Slap Sundays, it was good. Another show, like I said, a lot of new music. Everybody keep sending in your music. My Beauty of the Week, we didn't get to connect tonight. Got to try to make that happen again. Got to reschedule with that. Got to hang out with Picasso, though, for the rest of the show, so that's all good. And my A checking in is Jasmine. Man, it was a good night. Like I said, it sounded like West Coast Wednesdays towards the end, so I can't wait for West Coast Wednesdays. But y'all know how the shows go down, man. It's Slap Sundays tonight. Tomorrow's the Triple M Show, Mo Music Monday. All music, no talk. So you know I'm going to play as much shit as possible for 2 hours. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with my co-host Queen V. Adult Matters, Adult Topics. You never know what really is going to go on that show, all right? But that's from 9 to 11, because hopefully y'all put your motherfucking kids to bed and shit. And y'all pull y'all drag, roll us so we can come holler and chill with us at night, all right? And then, of course, Fuck You Fridays every Friday from 6 to 8. All talk, no music, all right? If you got somebody to blast, something to get off your chest, you had a hard day, hard week, you know what I mean? We know the weekend's here. Friday's the time to let that shit out, talk about it, you know, and then be cool for the rest of the weekend, all right? So, yeah, that's the lineup. And then, again, we're right back here every Slap Sunday, 7 to 9. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, West Coast. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. And we're going to ride out with the Witty Gang, and we're going to turn it up. Let's go. See y'all next week.
Hold up, y'all. It is about that time. Witty Boys.
Witty Gang.
Witty Mob.
The belt and the crown,
gang.
Nigga.
We on it. What we about to do?
Turn it up.
Witty.
Turn it up.
Witty.
Witty
Gang.
the transcripts, I'm official.
Official.
Microphone vandal, bullets made of aloe, black flannel out the shadows. I'm the son of doomsday, the fade taker. I take your top off, toupee. This witty gang rap, tactical warfare with subliminal attacks.